From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia uses four warships to launch rockets at Islamic State targets in Syria. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the ships fired 26 cruise missiles at 11 IS targets. He says the targets were destroyed without causing civilian casualties. The four ships are located in the Caspian Sea. Word of the Russian naval strikes came as Syrian government forces launched a major ground offensive against rebels. The Iraqi military says it has entered the Anbar province, provincial capital of Ramadi from the west. Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi State TV is reporting government forces have entered the Anbar province capital of Ramadi from its western outskirts after clearing mines and other booby traps laid by Islamic State militants. VOA could not independently confirm the extent of the Iraqi advance. Anbar Operations spokesman General Yahya Rasul told the TV the joint operation by Iraqi military, police, tribesmen, and Shiite volunteers was advancing on the center of Ramadi. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. officials are probing whether the military exceeded its authority in launching an airstrike on a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 people. When U.S. President Barack Obama ended American ground combat operations in Afghanistan last year, he placed limits on the use of force. Suicide bombers targeted a town in northeast Nigeria on Wednesday, killing at least 15 people. Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says three bombers set off explosives in the town of Damaturu in Yobe State. At least a dozen people were taken to the hospital with injuries. This is VOA News.